Welcome back to Consider This, Melissa and Sharad here with you this evening. We're speaking to Dato' Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, former health minister. Now, tomorrow is the beginning of phase two of this MCO. Dr. Zul, how do you think things can be done differently or done better in this coming second phase?
Just before we left, I mentioned to you about this the importance of getting our, you know, these MCOs provide that respite, provide the the buying time to get our kind of facilities, particularly our ICUs and all those by way of the preparedness to handle patients that are more severe and critical. That's certainly one aspect. And I said to you that earlier that by way of mortality rate, the CFR, the case fatality rate, and as well the recovery rate, we are doing well. You know, going by that, I must say that we are doing very commendably. However, on the second domain, which is the public health measures, so going into MCOs too, we have got to really be serious about this. Yeah, that aspect of hospital base is something, is one thing, you know, the frontliners and whatnot, but on the part of the public health measures, these will really need to involve society at large, the rakyat, okay, the citizenry. They must understand that you know, they need not be implored or begged to come for testing or whatnot. They must responsibly, you know, on their individual capacity and earnestness and honesty, come forward, because this is the only way, you know, because what
Dr.
we
Zul,
need to do...
On that score, Dr. Zul, you know, there's still talk about the tablet cluster. Have religious leaders failed? Is there a trust deficit with the authorities that people are still, despite all the pleas, despite the call for non-stigmatization of the tablet members, yet there is reluctance? What's going on? Tell us.
Well, I don't think it is as a result of a trust deficit to the authority more than an unwillingness or perhaps a bit of ignorance on the part of our rakyat, our citizenry, to understand that they may be asymptomatic, but they certainly, as you very well know, 80% of us will definitely be infected. You and I could have already been infected, but we are among the 80% that will, you know, be asymptomatic without any symptom. You know, any symptom, cough, you know, or you know, runny nose or whatever, of shortness of breath, you know. And you may be asymptomatic, but they may not realize that they are in fact carriers. So soon as they realize that despite not having symptom, they cannot take that for granted, because they may not be themselves down with a COVID-19 kind of disease, but pneumonia, like, you know, not the severe one, but they are certainly and definitely a carrier, you know, transmitting this virus around. And they must understand, to the two extreme of ages, those above 65 and those below, the younger children, yeah, and they are the most, they are the vulnerable group. Although you know, children for the time being are not so susceptible to SARS-CoV-2, but I must say that if they get to understand what they have, you know, what the consequences of their action of not wanting to be to come forward, I'm sure it's not that they are not less, you know, it's not that for the reason of a trust deficit, but it's to me more of ignorance. Hence the need to enhance further awareness.
Okay, so you're saying increasing the education, increasing the level of awareness, and making sure that communication lands to everyone, right? Okay, well,
exactly.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have to speak to you tonight, Dr. Zul. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sharad.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me, Sharad Kutan, signing off for tonight. Thank you for watching, folks. Stay safe.